In 1 Peter 1, the Bible says, "As he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation." That is, in every aspect of how we live. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, as you think spiritually about the challenges of daily life. Here's Elizabeth Elliott to challenge and encourage us to holy living.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliott, talking with you today about faith when everything grinds to a halt. And I couldn't help thinking of you, especially, who are in prison. Just last night, I read two letters from you prisoners who listened to the program, and I do my best to imagine what it's like to be there. One of you told me that you are on death row. What an unbearable cessation of all the activity that was familiar to you before. It must almost seem to you sometimes like the cessation of life itself. What an interruption. What a waste. What a sense of uselessness. Whether you were guilty or not guilty in God's eyes, rest assured that He has you behind those bars for His own eternal purpose. Is that hard for you to believe? You tell me horror stories of the things that go on with fellow prisoners. It makes me sick. It makes me gag. It just takes my breath away to hear the sort of things that go on in prisons. I don't understand how they can go on. If you're behind bars and with guards, you're under constant surveillance, and yet you tell me that they do, and I have to believe you. Surely the thought must cross your mind often, is God paying any attention? What good can this possibly do? But we don't look at the visible good. We realize that all the things that happen here in this world are interpreted and transformable on another level, that level that our physical eyes can't see. But faith has a different kind of eyes, doesn't it? Faith sees the invisible. The Bible says that Moses was not afraid of the heathen king, the Pharaoh, because he was seeing him who is invisible. The visible king was very real and very powerful and very hostile. The invisible king is much more real, infinitely more powerful, and always loving us. Well, think about that today in your cell, and listen to these words from Pamela Reeves. Faith is the assurance that God is perfecting His design for me when my life's course, once a swift-flowing current, seems a stagnant pool. I wrote a little leaflet called When the Music Stops. I'll read it to you. There are sometimes spaces in our lives which seem empty and silent. Things grind to a halt for one reason or another. Not long ago, in the space of a few days, the, quote, music, unquote, in my life seemed to stop because of a rejection, a loss, and what seemed to me at the time a monumental failure. I'll put in a parenthesis here. I can't remember for sure, but I think the rejection I was talking about was the rejection of a manuscript that I had worked on for about 5 years. It certainly seemed to me a monumental failure. I'll go on with the little leaflet. I was feeling rather desolate when I came across a paragraph written more than 100 years ago by the painter John Ruskin. My aunt, Anne Howard, had sent me that little paragraph from Ruskin, and somewhere or other I had tucked it away and came across it just in the time when I needed it. That's the way God does things, isn't it? And this is what John Ruskin wrote. There is no music in a rest, but there is making of music in it. In our whole life melody, the music is broken off here and there by rests, and we foolishly think we have come to the end of time. God sends a time of forced leisure, sickness, disappointed plans, frustrated efforts and makes a sudden pause in the choral hymn of our lives, and we lament that our voices must be silent and our part missing in the music which ever goes up to the ear of the Creator. But how does the musician read the rest? See him beat time with unvarying count and catch up the next note, true and steady, as if no breaking place had come between. Not without design does God write the music of our lives. But be it ours to learn the time and not be dismayed at the rests. They are not to be slurred over, nor to be omitted, nor to destroy the melody, nor to change the keynote. If we look up, God himself will beat time for us. With the eye on him, we shall strike the next note full and clear. That's the end of Ruskin's quotation. And my pamphlet goes on with these words. So the Lord brought to me precisely the word I needed at the moment. There was the making of music in what seemed to me a hollow emptiness. It's his song, not mine, that I'm here to sing. It's his will, not mine, that I'm here to do. Let me focus my vision unwaveringly on him, who alone knows the complete score. And in the night, his song shall be with me. You who are ill today, you who are out of work, you who have just retired and finding yourself absolutely lost, unneeded, just useless, you who perhaps have just failed in business or are fearing a failure, you who are having to drop everything in order to rush to somebody else's aid, does your life, which was once a swift flowing current, now seem a stagnant pool? Well, the next page in Pamela's book says, faith is confidence in God's faithfulness to me in an uncertain world, on an uncharted course, through an unknown future. I've had letters recently from people who have just been told that they're codependent or that their families were dysfunctional. And it seems to me that hardly a day goes by now when I don't hear somebody use that word codependent, a word that I never heard of a year ago, and that word dysfunctional, which I don't think most of us had ever heard of before 3 or 4 years ago. One woman wrote that she has been convinced by her counselor that although it hadn't occurred to her before, she has been abused all her life. Well, this must be pretty disorienting. It makes me suspicious sometimes when people come up with that kind of a statement. I suddenly realized I've been abused all my life. Well, is that possible, really? Has everybody that you've ever had anything to do with really abused you? Or is this just encouragement from a professional to your self-pity? George MacDonald wrote, "Only no word of mine must ever foster the self that gnaws within my brother's breast." It's very, very easy, isn't it, to fall into self-pity. And we're always grateful for the people that will tell us that we have a right to feel sorry for ourselves. But even if it's true, even if you did come from a dysfunctional family and you're really codependent, whatever that means, and you really have been abused all your life, remember, it hasn't changed a thing as far as God is concerned. Whether it's the truth or just a confused mixture of the newest in psychological discoveries. Faith rests confidently in God's faithfulness in all our uncertainties. It's a safe place to be, an utterly dependable counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And my Bible tells me that he will keep us in perfect peace if our minds are stayed on him. If you've got an old hymn book, get it out and find that great hymn by Martin Luther, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, a Bulwark Never Failing." our helper he amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing. Every time I get a pile of mail from my radio program, Gateway to Joy, I read about a flood of mortal ills. Well, it's my job to refer all those mortal ills and all those of you who feel as though you're drowning in such a flood, it's my job to turn you to that mighty fortress. Our helper, he amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing. For still, don't forget this, for still our ancient foe, and that Satan, of course, doth seek to work us woe. His craft and power are great, and armed with cruel hate on earth is not his equal. But that great hymn goes on to describe the power of the word of the Lord. That word above all earthly power, no thanks to them, abideth. The Spirit and the gifts are ours through him who with us sideth. Faith is the assurance that God is perfecting his design for me when my life's course, once a swift-flowing current, seems a stagnant pool. Faith is confidence in God's faithfulness to me in an uncertain world, on an uncharted course, through an unknown future. Hang on to those truths, will you?
Anything if offered to God can and will become your gateway to joy. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.